Hello, everyone. You are listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Euclid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. Today, for religion, we are going to talk about a spiritual path called Wicca. What is Wicca? I have often had people come up to me and ask what Wicca is or what it means to be a Wiccan. I seem to have trouble giving a good answer and usually find myself not exactly sure how to put it in words. The intention of this segment is to take a look at Wicca and define some of the more basic points of what exactly Wicca is. What makes things more difficult is that each Wiccan defines Wicca differently, and therefore there are as many definitions of what Wicca is as there are Wiccans. While some may believe that to be a real Wiccan, one must work in a coven or trace their roots to Gerald Gardner, have Wiccan blood through their lineage, others believe that one can be a Wiccan without necessarily subscribing to any of these things. Some may distinguish Wicca from witchcraft, while others use the terms interchangeably. I have often been asked the question of what the difference between a Wiccan and a pagan is. I will also take a look at this throughout this podcast. In these teachings, it is my belief that one can practice Wicca whether one is or is not in a coven. One does not have to be initiated into a coven in order to practice. For example, the first witch could not have been initiated into a coven of witches, as there would have been none. Another problem is that there isn't always a coven available to those who desire to follow the Wiccan path. It is my belief that if one feels an earnest desire to follow Wicca, they should have the freedom to do so, whether a coven is available or not. Today we live in an age in which information freely flows, and everyone with the desire to learn and practice Wicca may do so. Many well-known Wiccan writers, such as Scott Cunningham and Raymond Buckland, would agree with the notion that a Wiccan can practice as a solitary. This is not to dismiss the importance of a coven can play. Covens are generally more structured and may be beneficial to those who seek a more structured spirituality. Many covens also hold their members accountable when it comes to such things as studying and practicing Wicca, whereas someone who practices solitary can be tempted to become lazy and not really practice. However, those who truly desire Wicca will practice regardless of whether they are in a coven or solitary. So let me get the whole confusion of the difference between a Wiccan and a pagan straightened out, or at least that is what I'm going to attempt to do. The best way to describe this is to say, just as Catholicism is a branch of Christianity, Wicca is a branch of paganism. Christianity is the umbrella term, and branches like Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, and Pentecostals all fall under this umbrella. Pagan is an umbrella term under which branches such as Wicca, Druidry, Shamanism, and Asatru all fall. These, of course, are only a few of the pagan traditions that exist. The term pagan can even be confused. Some use the term pagan to refer to anyone outside of Christianity. Others refer to it as anyone who falls outside of a monotheistic religion. However, I will refer to it as an umbrella term used to describe earth-based religions, as mentioned above. So now one might be wondering, what in the world is an earth-based tradition? Another item that can be defined in many different ways. I personally view an earth-based tradition as a tradition where one practices being connected with nature in a spiritual sense. When it comes to theism, many would term paganism as being pantheist, meaning that deity exists in all things. People, rocks, trees, grass, platypuses, clouds, that strange mark on Jupiter, quasars, politicians. Yes, it's true, even those many pagans would like to, yes, this is true even though many pagans would like to deny it. Of course, there is a debate even on the definition of what pantheon is, but I won't go there in this segment. We will go by the simple definition that deity exists in all things. Often pagans and Wiccans alike will refer to Earth as our mother, meaning that spirit creates, that spirit exists within the Earth. If you are not confused by now, give me some time. I'm trying, really. So, now on to specifically Wicca. Wicca is considered to be a modern earth-based neo-pagan religion based on ancient practices. While certain practices of Wicca, such as celebration of the Sabbats, goddess worship, the use of magic, are ancient, the religion itself only been around for a short time, as far as we can tell from the information available. There is some debate in the area as to whether or not Wicca dates back further than the mid-1900s, but that is for another topic. I will try to write an article in the future covering the history of Wicca. All I'm going to say is that modern Wicca can be traced back to Gerald Gardner, who allegedly was initiated into a coven called the New Forest Coven, which allegedly claims to trace its roots throughout the Middle Ages back into ancient times. Of course, there is no solid evidence to verify these claims. Wicca is a religion that welcomes anyone who is interested, regardless of gender. Male Wiccans are quite common. Age, sexual orientation, race, etc. One does not have to be born in a family of Wiccans or be a part of a particular lineage. While it is a religion that accepts anyone, we do not try to push our religion on others who are not interested. There is no special punishment that someone receives simply for not practicing Wicca. Most religions and spiritual paths have something valuable to offer, and therefore we do not believe it to be necessary to win converts. Wicca is generally friendly towards the LGBT community, and we do not look down on that lifestyle, nor try to change anyone in that aspect. Heck, Wicca thrives in individualism, so if you live an alternative lifestyle, that is great. We encourage people to be themselves as long as it doesn't bring intentional harm to anyone. Wicca typically honors both the god and goddess. However, not all Wiccans view the Lord and Lady in the exact same way. Some view them as two personal deities, almost like a spiritual mother and father. Others may view them as feminine and masculine energies. Some may believe in many gods and goddesses who can be summed up into a god and goddess. Many believe that the divine spirit is in all things, including stones, plants, animals, humans, etc. Some Wiccans are even atheistic, where they still believe in the energies that are within nature but do not associate them with deities. The goddess may be viewed as the triple goddess, represented by the three phases of the moon, or as Mother Earth. The god may be referred to as the horn god Death or Green Man. Wicca is a very diverse religion itself, and while we express various beliefs, we also respect others' beliefs, knowing that we all have different points of view. Some Wiccans may refer to the Supreme Being as the All, and some believe that the All and the Great Spirit that exists in all things and the Goddess and God together represent this All. I will attempt to talk more on the nature of deity in another episode. However, Wiccan theism varies from monotheistic to dualtheistic to polytheistic to atheistic to pantheistic. I meant to say polytheistic. And perhaps other theism if one looks further. While we believe in working with the supernatural energies around us, we do not believe magic works as it does in fiction such as Harry Potter and The Wizard of Oz. Some of us like Harry Potter, but no, he is not a practicing Wiccan. Working with these energies does not replace mundane activity. If you work magic to lose weight, that doesn't mean you avoid diet and exercise. Do not stop taking meds if you work healing magic without consulting with a doctor first. Being that we generally believe that the divine energy exists in all things, we are not opposed to using medicine and other mundane methods to work magic, to work along with magic. Remember that the use of these powers are sacred and shouldn't be used for entertainment. Wiccans consider it to be important to treat our earth with love and respect as it is sacred. It is in our best interest to keep the earth healthy. We do not have a sacred book as in other religions, but view nature itself as our holy book. Many of us strive to make a difference by recycling, cutting down on driving, avoid littering, conserving water, reusing plastic bags and other items, volunteer at a food or animal shelter, clean up local areas such as lakes, rivers, parks, and areas cluttered with trash. Take in animals that have been neglected or abused, working to live in harmony with others. Not all of us do all these things, but every little bit helps. Wicca is often about connecting with nature by doing things as simply as taking a walk in the woods or sitting by a lake. You may want to focus on the sounds of nature such as birds or the smells like plants and flowers and the beauty that surrounds you. If you are in a city, see if there are any parks you can visit. Perhaps you could enjoy the stars and moon at night. Many Wiccans believe in reincarnation and that we go through many life cycles to learn various lessons. Summerland is a place in the afterlife, which we go after death to rest and reflect before continuing our next journey. Some Wiccans believe that we may spend our life, our time there, reflecting what we have learned in our last life and plan out for our future life. Perhaps it is here that we are able to clearly see all the past lives that we have lived. We do not believe in a hell where sinners are punished for eternity. The Wiccan read, "And ye harm none, do as ye will," is generally universally followed by Wiccans, among Wiccans. This can refer to physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental harm. For example, it may be harmful to attempt to deconvert a Christian because perhaps the person needs to follow that path in order to grow. There also may be cases where it is beneficial if the religion is causing the person harm, but I won't go there with that right now. It is unrealistic to expect a person to never harm anything. There are times we may hurt someone's feelings, step on a bug, etc. It is more realistic to seek to cause as little harm as possible. The Wiccan read is another item That is a whole discussion of its own, which I hope to talk more about. And second. All right. You can tell I'm reading. Spells should end with harm toward none and the greatest good of all. It's also necessary to overcome behaviors that are harmful to self, such as cutting, alcoholism, drug abuse, etc. Doing our own will refers to doing the will of our higher self. In other words, do what is most wise and loving. The read is difficult to follow at times because it requires deep thought and weighing the situation. Sometimes there are situations where harm cannot be avoided. We celebrate the phases of the moon, referred to as aspids, and also celebrate 8 Sabbats throughout the year. Coven witches often come together for these celebrations. The law of 3, or law of return, means whatever we send out and the universe will return to us threefold. If we do negative, it will return to us stronger than same with positive. Some believe that the law of 3 doesn't have to be exact, but can vary due to such things as intention. If one unintentionally harms someone and regrets it later, this may help to cancel out the law of return. We do not believe in letting life get the best of us, but rather that if life isn't satisfying, that change may be necessary. We are responsible for our actions, not some deity, negative entity, or other people. Many witches are interested in healing and may take on a profession that deals with medical and psychological healing. Many of us are also interested in alternative methods of healing. We also have no qualm with most technology, as many of us own phones and PCs. The 13 principles of Wiccan belief. 1, we practice rites and attune ourselves with the natural rhythm of life forces marked by the phases of the moon and the seasonal quarters and cross quarters. 2, we recognize that our intelligence gives us a unique responsibility toward our environment. We seek to live in harmony with nature and ecological balance, offering fulfillment to life and consciousness within an evolutionary concept. 3, we acknowledge a depth of power far greater than apparent to the average person, because it is far greater than ordinary. It is sometimes called supernatural, but we see it as lying within that which is naturally potential to all. We conceive of the creative power in the universe as manifesting through polarity, as masculine and feminine, and that this same creative power lies in all people and functions through the interaction of the masculine and the feminine. We value neither above the other, knowing each to be supportive of the other. We value sex as pleasure, as the symbol of embodiment of life, and as one of the sources of energy used in magical practice and religious worship. We recognize both outer worlds and inner, or psychological worlds, sometimes known as the spiritual world, the collective unconscious, the inner plane, etc. And we see in the interaction of these two dimensions the basis for paranormal phenomena and magical exercises. We neglect neither dimension for the other, seeing both as necessary for our fulfillment. We do not recognize any authoritarian hierarchy, but do honor those who teach, respect those who share their greater knowledge and wisdom, and acknowledge those who have courageously given of themselves and leadership. 7. We see religion, magic, and wisdom and living as being united in the way one views the world and lives within, a worldview and philosophy of life which we identify as witchcraft, the Wiccan way. 8. Calling oneself witch does not make a witch, but neither does heredity itself nor the collecting of titles, degrees, and initiations. A witch seeks to control the forces within her himself that make life possible in order to live wisely and without harm to others and in harmony with nature. 9. We believe in the affirmation and fulfillment of life and a continuation of evolution and development of consciousness, giving meaning to the universe we know and our personal role and within it. 10. Our only animosity towards Christianity or towards any other religions of, or philosophy of life is to the extent that its institutions have claimed to be the only way and have sought to deny freedom to others and to suppress other ways of religious practice and belief. 11. As American witches, we are not threatened by debates of the history of the craft, the origins of various forms, various terms, the legitimacy of various aspects of different traditions. We are concerned with our present and our future. 12. We do not accept the concept of absolute evil, nor do we worship any entity known as Satan or the devil, as defined by Christian tradition. We do not seek power through the suffering of others or accept the personal benefit, nor accept the personal benefit can be derived only by denial to another. 13. We believe that we should seek within nature that which is contributory to our health and well-being. Okay, a little bit more about Wicca. Wicca generally doesn't recognize the concept of original sin. Instead, we believe people are basically good because we all come from the goddess and God. While people become evil and do bad things, they were not born to be bad. We focus more on the now than on the afterlife. We do not deny ourselves pleasure nor suffer unnecessary pain. There is a lesson to be learned while we are here on earth. Some Wiccans partake in various magical training, which may include herbology, divination, through tarot, palmistry, runes, scrying, tea leaves, etc., crystal healing, shamanistic practices, reiki, astrology, etc. Creativity, freedom of expression, and intelligent thinking are all important in Wicca. We tend to avoid dogma and hard rules beyond the basics. We do not generally have a system of hierarchy such as a pope and bishops. However, some traditions have become large enough where outside leadership does exist. One of the important aspects of Wicca is coming to know yourself. Why you think the way you think, why you do what you do, why you feel the way you feel. One of the main ideas in Wicca and many traditions of witchcraft and paganism is to know yourself. However, this is something that is best done on your own. So here are some questions to think about on your own. 1. What makes you feel happy, depressed, angry, excited? 2. What qualities do you have that you consider positive? 3. What qualities do you have that make you feel negative? 4. Take a look at your life and ask yourself how satisfied you are with your life. What do you want to improve in your life? What changes do you want to make to live a more satisfying life? 5. Have there been events in your childhood that played a strong part in who you are now? 6. Do you love or hate yourself, or somewhere in between. 7, take a look at behaviors you do that you don't like. Can you understand what influences these behaviors? 8, how do you feel when you do something good, such as helping a person who needs a ride, as compared when you do something such as getting revenge on someone? 9, do you act before you think, or think before you act? Would this be something you want to change? That is it for today when it comes to religion. Now for the topic, and I will be back with the topic of more BS soon. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.